Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, that is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Guilty to run first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam and a crease. The kicker can't trip him up. Headed for the end zone. Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of 22 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brewer. Rebound. He scores. Try Brewer. The former Blackhawk has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here's Frank Cusimano live from the McBride & Son Home Studios. On the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
That man, John Kelly, will be with us today at 10:30 talking Blues hockey and that never-ending topic of Mr. Sobotka. Bob Nightingale is going to join us at 11, USA Today. He's in town. Saw him at the park yesterday. 11:30, Kyle Turley, who's coming to town next week. We're going to talk about cannabis and also... There's a young man who passed away. He was paralyzed at age 13, passed away at age 18. He played in Pop Warner football. And I saw this piece the other day. Kyle Turley, out of nowhere, just comes into this young man's life and just helps out and just does some really nice things. Turley really is a good guy. And he's coming in town for a golf tournament. And they're also pushing cannabis at this golf tournament. Not that we're going to be allowed to smoke it there, but about the medical benefits of that. So Kyle, I wouldn't say a friend, but a good guy I've known for a long time. He'll join us at 11:30. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7, HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Winning streak listener line is open, 855-282-8255. Also, the Lion's Choice text lines. You can contact me via Twitter at Frank_Cusimano. Show content brought to you by the Bomberito Automotive Group. And we also have Rankin Jordan as one of our loyal sponsors. They're the innovative leaders in physical medicine and rehabilitation. Our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park, and let's begin with lap one. Recent emotional home runs we've seen in St. Louis. Tops will always be David Freese, game six, 11th inning. Also in the conversation, Rick Ankiel, 2007, his first game as an outfielder. He homers, and Tony La Russa, who rarely shows emotion, especially during a regular season game, just went crazy. And then we have last night, Aledmys Diaz, just back from the memorial service of his childhood friend, Jose Fernandez. A Fernandez Cardinal jersey hanging in the dugout. Before the game, Aledmys talked to us about his close relationship with Jose. And then during the game, he delivered.
Diaz.
Yeah, it's very emotional now for me. I think it's the best way to honor him is play baseball hard every day. You know, that's what I came today, play hard and take the win for my team.
Watching him cross the plate and watching his reaction as he went through the guys really hit me at how much that meant to him and kind of some of the load he's carrying right now. And you can never understand, I guess, what each person's going through when they suffer a loss like that. So I know there's a large group of guys that continue to spend time with him through the game and right now and celebrating with him, but also still mourning because there's, the game and the show goes on, but so does life. And it's a tough thing for a young player, anybody, to deal with.
Danny Mac, a classic call, Fox Sports Midwest. You got goosebumps. You stopped what you were doing, and you fell in love with sports again. And oh, by the way, that homer gave you the lead in a game you absolutely positively had to win. Lap two. Gateway Motorsports Park opening monologue. Adam Wainwright,
again, not real effective. 5 2/3, 10 hits, 5 earned runs, 2 walks, a whip of 2.1. But the Reds, and this is the stat of the night, were 0 for 6 with runners in scoring position. Ueno somehow has 13 victories with a 4.67 ERA. This game came down to Ueno being effective when he absolutely positively had to be.
Well, that Reds team is playing good ball over there right now. Their lineup is as hot as I've ever seen. I mean, Joey Votto is about to turn into a ball of fire. He's so hot, you know. And a couple of those other guys are swinging the bat really well, too. They put some good at-bats on us yesterday, looped in a lot of stuff, hit balls hard. So they did both of those. And tonight they found some holes and they hit some balls hard. I mean, they're working counts and they're not making it easy. You know, they don't have the best record. I'm sure they don't go home bragging about their record, but I know they're trying to put tough at bats out there and still win games. And yes, these big league hitters out here, they're not going to give anything to us.
Hey Adam, can you describe the mental toughness it took to get out of those jams in the first few innings?
Well, I really just felt like if I was able to hold them early on there, that we were gonna win that game. You know, I mean, in the second inning, we had second and third. I said to myself out loud on the mound, this is the game right here. You know, in the second inning, I knew if we got out of that inning right there, especially the way they swung it yesterday, they had a lot of momentum coming into the game. They had 6 hits early on against me before their pitcher had even given up any hits, and they were feeling some. They had some mojo working, and I didn't have the best stat line in the world, but I knew that if I held them early on, we were going to come back and win that game.
Adam Wainwright after the game. Boy, I tell you what, if he wants to become a broadcaster, he's going to be able to do it. He'll be John Smoltz. Have you heard Smoltz, by the way? He does an unbelievable job. Gosh, is he good. So moving forward, next year rotation. If Ueno is your number 4 next season, you're fine. Martinez, Reyes, Lynn, Ueno, and then not sure at 5. Lynn for a full season, Reyes for a full season, Martinez probably even better, and maybe Wainwright has a little bit of a comeback. 5th spot should be better, too. Lap 3. So tonight's starter is the former Red, the $80 million man, Mike Leake. And he has not fared well against the Reds. 16 earned runs in 17 and one-third innings pitched. An ERA in the 8s. He was with the Reds for 5.5 years. So they kind of know what his pitches do. Although he's not facing Jay Bruce or Billy Hamilton tonight. I talked to Leake's agent the other day. It was about another matter. But he did remind me, and you know, I think we've brought this up. Leake is a ground ball pitcher, and this defense is not exactly stellar. Derek Gould was with us yesterday, had some thoughts on the topic.
And Leake has had innings like that where he could have calmed things around an error or around an extra base runner. However, you know, Leake's a ground ball pitcher, and ground balls are going to find their way through. And what you see, you know, was what everybody was up in arms about, you know, to dial it back a few years with Ryan Franklin as the closer, right? Ryan Franklin was a contact closer. If he walked somebody, that gave the other team an opportunity with a bloop or an 86 hopper, whatever, to create a rally, as opposed to a strikeout closer who can just shut it down. And that was the difference. Leake is a contact pitcher. Free base runners, free bases, always leave open the possibility that a broken back bloop becomes 2 runs. An 86 hopper that the shortstop can't reach after the shortstop just had an error becomes 2 runs.
So with all that said, though, the ERA is 4.72. And that is 8th worst in baseball among qualified pitchers. By the way, the Cardinals have 3 of the 10 worst pitchers in terms of ERA in baseball. 3 of the 10, 60% of your starting rotation this year. That's staggering. So if you don't make the playoffs, that is your story. That is your story. That's stat. 3 of the 10 worst ERAs in baseball. 60% of your starting staff in that category. What's that? Wait, we have three starters, so that would be three of the five, right?
Oh, you said three of the ten, then he said 60%.
Yeah, okay. So it'd be 60% of their starting
staff.
Okay,
I thought you meant 60% of the top 10 was in my mistake.
That is unbelievable, isn't it? Isn't it, O'Brien? I mean, 60% of your starting staff in that bottom 10?
It's very, especially the names in it are very unexpected.
Yeah, because, you know, we may not be in love with Jaime Garcia, but bottom line is when he's pitched, he's usually been kind of effective up until the second half of this year. And remember, last season, the overall staff ERA was the lowest since the 88 Mets. And now you have that stat. Lap four. The final week and how the Cardinals stand. So the Mets are up a game and a half. They have the Marlins and Phillies on the road with their makeshift starting staff. Giants are a game up on the Cardinals. They have the Rockies and Dodgers at home, but their staff is fine. Johnny Cueto is back. Wonder how the Dodgers will play that. I mean, don't they owe something to the integrity of Major League Baseball and put out a formidable starting lineup every night? Maybe they start the starters and take them out after five innings. And the Cardinals, of course, are at home against the Reds and the Pirates. How do the Cardinals play it rotation-wise? There's one thought of Waino going Saturday on 3 days rest and Leak going Sunday on 3 days rest. But as Brian pointed out to me earlier today, Waino has never started a game on 3 days rest in his career, and either is Leak. And it's not exactly like we're talking, you know, about Kershaw on 3 days rest. I mean, these are three guys that in the bottom 10 of ERA. So what do you do? On Saturday, I guess it's going to be a bullpen start. We asked John Mozeliak about it yesterday, and he said he didn't know. You can't start Garcia. No way. Think about this about Jaime Garcia, too. In the two most important starts of the last 2 years for Jaime Garcia, he's gone a total of three innings. The other night here in St. Louis, and then that playoff start last year, he went two. So two starts, three combined innings. Waka and Weaver don't excite me either starting that game on Saturday. How about, like, Bowman, Duke, then maybe one of those three in the middle of the game, Weaver, Garcia, or Waka? Then maybe you're in the seventh inning and you get Trevor. I don't know. He was okay last night, scoreless inning. Sechrist in the eighth and O in the ninth. That is going to be one difficult call. What would you do? Lap five. Mizzou. When is the last time Mizzou has had a really good win? The BYU thing was pretty good last year because it was kind of emotional, but BYU wasn't a juggernaut. So nothing really last year. The year before, Texas A&M. Bottom line, it's been a long time since Mizzou's had one of those significant regular season victories. Winning at Death Valley, I don't care what kind of shape LSU's in right now, would be special. And the Tigers will have to stop the great Leonard Fournette. He's fun to watch. You know, most of the running backs nowadays are these scat backs, these 5'10", 5'11 guys. Well, this guy's big. He's almost 6'2". The Chuck Muncy, Eric Dickerson type. And Fournette knows that he needs to have some monster games to get back in that Heisman Trophy race. I'll tell you one guy who's impressed with Leonard Fournette, Mizzou coach Barry Odom.
Yeah, I started watching him last week in preparation for him and you know, followed his career. And obviously I have a tremendous amount of respect for him and their program. We've got a great opportunity for us, a great challenge. You know, and all the emotion part of it, you know, I can't imagine that a team would be more emotionally ready to play than our guys. So, you know, that if you don't prepare the right way, you know, I'm not really into pregame talks. Those usually last, you know, those last about the first drive, and then your preparation settles in, and that's what really carries you to have a chance to play successful. So we'll prepare the right way. You know, we got a tremendous opportunity, and what a great challenge for us in a unique place to go play, and we're excited about it.
That's an interesting thought about those pregame speeches. They last about the first drive, and then preparation kicks in. That's a good thought about, or good indicator of the substance of this guy. You know, you can yell and scream before the game, get them all fired up, but in the end, it's going to be what you do that week, how you practiced on that Sunday night in Columbia in preparation for LSU, and then Monday, and then I guess they're off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, it's about preparation. It's not about a coach screaming and hollering in the locker room before the game. It's how you worked that week. I like that thought. Lap six. Stream of consciousness. LeBron James says he will stand for the national anthem, but he respects the movement. Wonder what would happen if this movement really got some superstars in the sports world behind it. Because right now, let's face it, it's led by a backup quarterback in San Francisco and then some other guys in the NFL who are not really big names. I wonder what would happen if the equivalent of a LeBron James, if there is one, would not stand. Would it blow up? Let me say this. I talked to my pastor today, Tom Ricks. We were discussing how some parents are behaving poorly in reacting to kids, you know, not standing. And he brought up an interesting thing. He said, remember Philippians chapter 2, consider others more important than yourself. So, look, you can ask kids and say, you know, it's the right thing to do to respect your flag and to do this. But if a kid who's from a very disadvantaged background and felt that he has been mistreated and he hasn't been given a fair shake, if he honestly feels this way and thinks by not standing at attention that he's letting his voice be known, then maybe that kid's okay. I mean, do we consider ourselves more important than others? I mean, don't we have to respect that, right? I mean, I wouldn't do it, and I respect the military and the police too much, but I'm not a kid that's faced abuse, that feels like they've been mistreated, feels like they haven't been respected. Another thought, Pete Rose has written a letter to the Hall of Fame asking them to re-examine his eligibility. Don't think it would work. But I got to tell you, if I was in charge, Pete Rose would be in the Hall of Fame. Has there ever been this much conversation about an athlete's contract who is just above average, like Sobotka? I don't think the success of the 2016-17 Blues is going to be determined by Vladimir Sobotka. Too much time and conversation has been paid to this topic. And after we're done discussing this with John Kelly, we're done, period. Tim Tebow is going to play his first game, speaking of getting too much attention, although I wish him well. Be a cool story if somehow he had some success as a baseball player. All right, those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear some of yours. The moment last night. Waino, I'm fine next year as the number four guy in the rotation. Leak and the confidence level you have tonight against the Cincinnati Reds, knowing how he's done against the Reds this season. Will the Cardinals make the playoffs, and will the Tigers win a significant football game? Before we go to break, I do want to tell you about Winning Streak. They sponsor the phone lines, and they do an unbelievable job. Last night, I was on the phone with a company considering going with Winning Streak, that outstanding AAU basketball club named Gateway. And I just told them, look, there's nobody that's going to give you their service. There's nobody going to give you the quality of uniforms. Lutheran South is aboard. Clayton is aboard. They're getting high schools and grade schools left and right because people want great service. They come to the practice. They fit you with a great uniform. They make the uniforms in Dupo, and then they bring them to your practice. Winning Streak. Go to their website. Find out more information. Good guest list, and we'll lead it off with John Kelly when we come back.